Ether Chapter 1. And in this chapter, or in this book, Moroni gives the account of the Jaredites, or a people who came out from the Tower of Babel and came to America. The important thing here to realize is that it appeared at the end of the last chapter that Moroni wasn't going to write anymore. Neither did he have any more plates that he could write on, and nor did he seem to feel compelled to say anymore. But now he includes this record, and then after that he includes another book. And he does say that he's writing the account, and he's taking it from some other records, so it does mean that he did have to get some more plates and so forth. And the point is that obviously him having seen our time, and the Lord obviously knowing our time, saw that we would not accept the Book of Mormon. We did not listen to everything that was said in the Book of Mormon. So one more account, a brief account of another people who came to America, is given. And the point of this is to give us one more last warning that we need to listen, that this destruction and these things will come to us. That everything in the Book of Mormon applies to us, and we need to wake up and listen. Well, in the beginning of the record, Moroni says that he is just taking his account from a record of a prophet named Ether. And the record will begin from the Tower of Babel. Now, note that we will find out later, according to time, that this prophet Ether existed in the land at the same time of Mosiah and as Alma the Elder. And the point is the Lord can have as many prophets as he wants in the land. It's up to his choosing and his desire to have prophets. It's not something that is singled out to just be given to one church or one people, one chosen people. Now, it then says in verses 7 through 32, it explains that Ether was a descendant of a man named Jared who lived at the time of the Tower of Babel. And then in verses 33 through 43, we learn that the brother of this Jared has a special relationship with the Lord. And so, therefore, Jared asked him to communicate with the Lord concerning them and their friends not being having their languages confounded, and they asked him to go to the Lord to determine where they might go, as he knows that everyone is going to be scattered from the Tower of Babel. Well, there's two important points here. The first is that Jared already communicated himself with the Spirit because he already knew that the confounding was coming and that the people were going to be scattered. Now, this could be that he had seen this from Scripture, and so when we talk about from the Spirit, meaning the Spirit had he had the spirit of prophecy and he believed in these in the Scripture, but nonetheless he believed in having a communication with the Spirit himself. And second, the Lord expects us to search these things out, to find out what's going on, and search them things out in our mind, meaning from Scripture and prophecy, and decide what will happen in the world, just like we're supposed to study the Book of Mormon, and therefore see, obviously, that it's trying to tell us in our day that destruction is about to come unto us, and then to go ask Him to help us, or to gather us, or what we're to, or ask Him, or tell Him, maybe even search out our mind what He wants to do with us, and then ask Him to do it. But the point is there, He does like us to figure things out, and He does want us to then come and ask Him. And by doing that, we can see that we are fulfilling some of the requirements of justice, which allows then the Lord to act.